look, if you will, beyond the public reason of why you're involved with this particular business vehicle, and instead of looking at the daily details in terms of how to retail and how to successfully introduce your business opportunity to someone else, I wanted you to consider whether at your core level you think you have the character of success attributes that are really needed for success with this business. And it's important to understand that there's a difference in the use of these, what I prefer to call character of success attributes, in this business vehicle and in other areas of your life. And the difference is primarily in the amount of intensity that's required for your ultimate goal achievement. Because you can be very successful in other areas of your life, and many of you are extremely successful, and yet haven't been able to make that connection with what's required to be successful in this business. So it's important that you understand the distinction. And as we go through this, whatever you learn about yourself, and more importantly, whatever you decide to do with the information, there's really not a right or wrong answer. You know, as Robert always said to me when I was thinking, well, this isn't right and this isn't right, it just is what it is. And that can be perfectly okay for you, depending on what you really want to get out of this business. And when you look at the definition of those two words, character and success, character is really defined as your moral or ethical strength. It can be considered a description of a person's attributes, traits, or abilities. This is according to one of the dictionaries I looked at. And in terms of success, it's not just how much money you have. It really isn't. It's the achievement of something desired, planned, or attempted, which means it has to be your desire, your plan, and your effort. Success can be considered an event that accomplishes its intended purpose. And for some of you, that might mean $10,000 a week, and for others of you, it might mean $300 a month. Success is a very individual piece. And when I was looking at how we could address the character attributes that we really need, it seems that the character of extraordinary success, which is what we're aiming for with this business vehicle, is the opposite of the ordinary acceptance of being comfortable. And I know sometimes we talk about people being comfortably miserable. I think that we err when we do that, because many people are comfortable and they're not miserable. And there isn't a negative automatically attached to being ordinary. The majority of people in this world are ordinary. The challenge is, if you want this extraordinary success that's possible with this business vehicle, that means that you have to have that additional drive and some additional energy that's going to pull you to do more than what the normal majority of people are going to do. Okay, so that's the first thing. It really is going to be exactly opposite of what's comfortable. The second area is that the specific business character traits, and you can add more to this list, but the ones that I think are very important, the first one is joy and passion. You have to really feel like this is something you want to do. You can do this just for the money, but it's going to be much more difficult. You have to somehow connect the dots between what brings you joy, what do you love talking about, who do you want to help, what do you love to share, what is your ultimate goal for your life, and how can you connect the dots between what it takes to do this business and getting to the place you want to be with your life? Because it really is difficult to do this just for the money. It's a lot of work just for the money. So I think it's easier if you ask yourself, in terms of the joy and passion, what would you absolutely do for free? And I know you hear this, and I think sometimes we hear it and we don't really internalize it. You know, I know what I would do for free, because I'm still doing it for free. I would do legal services for people for free. That was what I was going to do before I even became a lawyer. I would do work with nonprofits that are taking care of homeless families and abused women and children. I would do it for free, and I am doing it for free. But I knew that. I knew that's what made me happier than anything else, and I knew that this business vehicle would give me the funds necessary to be able to do what I love for free. You see, and somehow you need to connect the dots between those two areas for yourself. The second piece under the joy and passion has to be commitment. Because you can't do anything very well, whether it's for free or for dollars, unless you make the commitment to follow through. Now, commitment can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. In this context, I want us to consider that it simply means the pledge we make to ourselves. It's a pledge to yourself to do what you say you're going to do. It's just that simple. But that is a business character trait that is absolutely necessary in this business vehicle in order for you to have any reasonable level of success. So you have to have your joy and passion identified. You have to decide that you're going to make the necessary commitment. And the third aspect is discipline. And discipline generally doesn't seem like a positive word for most people. But the reality is, without discipline, nothing successful ever occurs. I've never met a successful person, a person who achieved their desired objectives, who didn't practice self-discipline. It really is about self-control. And when you think about it, instead of thinking about it in terms of someone making you do something, consider that it is willingly doing something that no one has to remind you of. And since these are your goals that you're wanting to work towards, you wouldn't miss an appointment with yourself. I wouldn't miss an opportunity to help myself get to where I say I want to get to in terms of being able to provide the services for others that are important to me. So it's your joy and passion that has to be in place first. You have to care enough about something. You have to be committed, and you have to exercise discipline. The fourth component under the business character traits is awareness. Sometimes we can say what we want, we can almost see it, and we can intend to follow a plan, but unless you're really aware of what it takes with this particular business vehicle, it's not going to work for you. It really is about service. I know we say when you take the focus off yourself, then things will come together, and at the same time, while you're running out of money and you're running out of prospects, it's very difficult to take the focus off yourself because for you at that moment, it really is about you. But I think if you can flip the switch somehow to focus on just being aware of what's going on around you, of what people around you are sharing with you, that will open the doors for you to be able to respond with information about what you have to offer, whether it is with your product area or it's with the income earning potential that's associated with this business vehicle. You have to get to a place where you aren't thinking about you all the time and you are listening and understanding that it really is about service, because the reality is you can make some money in this business without being aware of other people, but you're just not going to make nearly as much. It's not going to be a stable organization. And the key is you have to believe in the service component because you don't want to make money at other people's expense. That's the bottom line for the awareness component. And the fifth category of character trait under these is caring. You have to be respectful of others. And I know that a lot of you are really struggling right now financially and you really just want to have customers. And sometimes you're not, let's say, being the best customer manager you possibly could, because some of you just want customers at any price. And for some, that means selling your product at wholesale. For some, that means inflating the cost of your product. The key is, if you're going to be able to successfully put these business character traits in place, you have to understand that you want customers, but only ethically. You only want customers at a fair price. Caring about your prospective customers and your prospective business associates means that you really are focused on serving them. It's really more than just being polite. You know, people will sometimes just kind of stand in front of you. You think that they're listening, but you can tell their eyes are glazing over. They're not really focused on you. They're simply waiting to get to the place where they can give their answer or ask you for the money for their particular product. You really have to get beyond that. You have to get to the place that people know that you care about them, and that relationship building piece is the only way I know to demonstrate that you care for another person. It's simply about being respectful of them. And when you list these items, the joy and passion, your commitment, your discipline, your awareness, and your caring, obviously those are relevant to all aspects of our life, but I don't understand nor believe that it's possible to be successful in this business without really focusing on each of those components while you work to share information about your product and the particular business opportunity. Now, when you look at all of those, though, there are two that are in some ways absolutely essential, and that's the commitment and the caring component. Because, see, the commitment, as we said, has to be to yourself, but the commitment also has to be to your team. You are not in this business by yourself, and there are no successful businesses out there where the entire success of that business was based on one individual. So your level of commitment, it is extraordinary. It has to be to you. It has to be to your team. It has to be to your prospective customers. It has to be to your prospective business associates. It requires quite a bit of commitment from you. And the caring aspect is the same. It has to be caring about yourself. It has to be caring about your team, making sure that you train your new people appropriately, that you're available to them, to the point that you've empowered them to take control of their own business and you're caring enough about them to be able to offload responsibility and to delegate what's necessary so that people can actually engage in taking care of their own business. And it's the same thing with the prospects and the customers. It is not appropriate for me to sell you my product, take your money, and then not follow up with you to make sure that you know how to use the product, that you're having the results you desired, and then following up to replenish your supply of the product at the point in time when I would know that you would no longer have it. How can I say that I care about you if I sold you my OPC3 and I sold you an amount that would last you for 45 days and it's been 90 days and I haven't contacted you? If I believe that the product works as I said to you that it would work, then why would I not follow up with you to make sure that you continue to receive the benefits? When you're committed and you care enough about people, you're going to be aware of other people's needs, and you will find that there is real joy in that service piece. Even though your ultimate objective may be to make money, to pay your debts, to send your grandchildren to school, whatever your particular wealth-building goal is, you still will find joy in helping other people along the way to getting there. And in fact, if you don't help enough people along the way, you're not ever really going to get there. Finding that level of commitment and caring is really what's going to help you have the discipline you need to stay focused on your goal achievement. I don't know any other way for you to get there. The next area I want to talk about is your options for developing the character of success. I'm not even thinking that everyone starts from the same place. I know that everyone doesn't start from the same place. But there are things that we can all do to develop the necessary character traits to be successful. The first thing we have to do is identify our own strengths and weaknesses. And that's the self-assessment. We've talked about self-assessments before, but a self-assessment is not really something that you can just talk about. When we've had the exercises, I know some of you have done it and you shared it with me, and I appreciate that, but some of you have never actually taken the time to sit down and write down what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses. You have to put on paper who you are, who you believe you are, who other people believe you are, what do you want, and who do you want to help. When you can get some level of clarity on who you are, what you want, and who you want to help, that really will put you in a position to be able to begin to connect the dots in really meaningful ways. So you need to take some time to sit down and do an honest self-assessment. And the reality is when you do that, it's not like you have to share that information with me or with anyone else. You know, it's just really, this part is really about you. The second component under developing the character of success is to model people. But when I speak about modeling, I want you to remember the importance of modeling someone's character, not modeling people's actions. You have to be very careful here, because I want you to model the way an individual treats people. If I see Ginger and I see Alice and they're talking to people at convention, they are listening to the person, they are showing genuine concern and care for that person, I want to model that. I don't want you to model the clothes that someone wears or the car they drive or the amount of money that they might flash when they're at restaurants or when they're out. It's really not about the outward action so much it is the character, you see, because if you're modeling the appropriate type of character, then it's going to naturally unfold with the actions that show you that this person cares. We all know when someone is being genuine with us and when they're not. If we know that about other people, then we have to understand that people also know that about us. Okay, so you want to do your self-assessment. You want to model character, not actions. And third, you want to feed your mind. And this is really important. And I know this is also a challenging piece because you have really busy schedules. Most of you still work outside the home. You have families to take care of. You have community responsibilities. But you have to feed your mind. And that's basic. I'm not just here talking about reading your career manual, although, of course, that's extremely important. I'm talking about feeding your mind with basic human philosophy, not flavor of the month or manipulative techniques, and there are many of those out there, especially if you begin to read network marketing publications or direct sales publications. Some of those are really pretty manipulative. And we've talked before about why that doesn't work for us, because it doesn't allow us to walk in integrity. Here I want you to focus on reading things about goal setting, reading about sales philosophy, reading spiritual writings, reading things that help keep you grounded in developing a positive character base. That's what's going to be absolutely critical, because you do have options for developing the character of success. It's not okay to say, well, I'm not that person and I don't have that. Well, that's okay. You don't have that, but you have the means to get that. And you can sit down and you can do a self-assessment and you can model someone. All of us have someone in our world that we can emulate. And we can all take some time to feed our minds and develop the basic talents that we were given. And when you do that, I think you'll see pretty quickly that the primary result of developing the character of success is, one, is going to help you understand the importance of service to others, and it's going to help you understand the value, the inherent value of all of us being connected one to another. Because, you see, people are going to respond positively to what they see in you, and it's when they respond to you positively that you will be empowered to be more forthcoming about what you have to offer. Because it's going to help you develop and enhance. Remember the conversation we had about your three C's, the commitment, the competence, and the confidence. And it's also going to help you add the fourth C, which is consistency. When you're grounded, you know what you want to be. You know where you're going. You know who you want to help. You know some things about basic human philosophy. You're modeling the appropriate behaviors. Then you're going to be able to speak from a different level. You're going to speak from a genuine position of caring about people. You're going to demonstrate your commitment. That's going to increase your competence. And every time we're more competent in an area, then what naturally follows is that we're more confident. And then if we're more confident in what we do, then we're going to be more consistent. Much of the reason we don't follow through with our customers and ask the questions about the product and whether or not it's being actually useful for them is because we don't have the confidence to go through that. We don't have the confidence because we're not very comfortable. We don't have the competence necessary to discuss the product. We don't know that there's this issue out there with ADHD, so when someone says that their child is taking one of these medications, we aren't competent enough to, at that moment, share the fact that we have a product that can potentially make a huge difference in your life and in the life of your family member. So it really is that connect the dots piece. It's going to affect your daily interactions, and it actually impacts your long-term goal achievement, even though it seems like it's only an issue for today. It really isn't, because when you miss that one opportunity today to connect with that potential customer and make a difference in their child's life, then you perhaps are missing the opportunity to connect with the 20 or 25 or 30 or 50 other parents that this person knows who also have children struggling with this particular issue. So it is extremely important that we focus on getting those components in place for ourselves so that other people can be more open to, and receptive to what it is we have to offer. So what I want you to think about in terms of what in the world you're going to do with this information, we're going to go through a few questions. And you can just write your answers down on whatever you have in front of you. If you don't have anything in front of you, you can just sort of put them in your head. And I'm going to put this on the group website also, so you'll be able to go there. So these first batch of questions are true and false questions. We can choose whether we have the character of success, true or false. You know, initially I used to think years and years ago that no, some people were born to be successful and some people weren't. I no longer believe that, and I haven't believed that probably 30 years. I came to understand that we all have gifts beyond the basic knowledge, skills, and abilities needed to do individual jobs. When we get clear on what gifts we bring to the table, we can see that we can do more than we're currently doing. And I think every single person on this phone knows that we are not yet anywhere near maxed out on achieving our potential. It's just easier to go the other direction. It's easier to settle than it is to reach forward for more. And I mean, I learned this from Robert. It really is about choices, and we can choose whether we have the character of success or not. We may each get to a different level on that success ladder, but we can all choose to develop those character traits. The second question, the real character of success is obvious once you're making money. True or false? The real character of success is obvious once you're making money. Okay, my opinion, that's false. Because your true character can actually be less obvious when you have significant money. Okay? It's real important to understand money doesn't make you different. It just makes you more what you already are. And you have to focus on the character traits because you have to be sure that who you become when you have money is who you want to be. that's why it's so important that you choose who you model very carefully. Lots of people model people who have a lot of flash, who have a lot of bling. I mean, I love bling. I love jewelry. I love things that look nice. However, that's not who I am. It may be something that I choose to demonstrate on occasion. It may be something that I choose to wear on occasion, but it doesn't define who I am. And if you aren't careful and you're only modeling people for whom it is all about the material possessions, you may find yourself with a lot of money and no longer in touch with who you are and the things that were near and dear to your heart when you were initially setting your goals in place and defining what you wanted to achieve should you be successful with this business vehicle. The third statement is, in order to obtain the character of success, we must follow a specific plan. In order to obtain the character of success, we must follow a specific plan. True or false? I think that's true. Character development doesn't just happen any more than, you know, success just happens. Like we said before, many people say the devil's in the details. I believe success is in the details. Even lottery winners have to do something, right? They have to buy the ticket. You have to go do something. Having money doesn't mean you have the character of success. You have to work at it. And it really is about understanding that you will do what you practice. We do what we practice in life and in business. And you have to just be sure to practice based on the quality of the results you want to achieve. I mean, the character of success is really based on awareness, education, and a commitment to growing. Because if you replace the habits that you're currently bringing into your life every day with new success-oriented habits, then you're going to have different results. You know, think something simple like driving. When you drive, how often do you use your turn signal when you change lanes? Some people never do. Some people always do. Some people use their turn signals when they turn into a parking space. I do. Why? Because that's what Robert always did, and I did what he taught me to do, and then I practiced that. How many of you cut corners when you make a turn? You know, you don't turn into your own lane. You turn two lanes over. You're doing that because that's what you practice. Well, what happens when there's a car in that lane that you turned into when you turn too far? Developing these character of success traits is the same thing. If you practice following up with your customers all of the time, then you will begin to follow up with your customers all the time. If you don't ever practice it and you don't engage it, then it's not going to happen. If you don't practice the commitment piece, you don't practice keeping your word to yourself, it's not going to happen. If you don't practice giving yourself the pledge, in order to keep my word to myself, I have to make a commitment with myself, which means I have to write down who I think I am, who I want to be, where I want to go, who I want to help along the way. If I don't write that down, then it's easy for me to say everything is fine because I didn't break my word, because I didn't write it down, therefore I'm not accountable to it. You really will do what you practice, and it's important to practice what you want. Next one is, there are times when I believe other people are better than I am at achieving success. True or false? There are times when I believe other people are better than I am at achieving success. I hope that's false for you. I really do. Because when you think others are better than you, consider the evidence, the real evidence. Is it substance or is it window dressing? You can't just compare dollars, okay, because dollar comparisons aren't always valid. You'd be amazed at the number of clients I have who on the surface have lots of money and are 2 days away from going bankrupt. It's what my friend Renee calls the facade of affluence, and I'm sure we all know what that means. You cannot think other people are better than you just because of something you see, any more than someone could think that of you, because the picture we portray to the world is not always what's really going on inside. Most of the time it's not, and that's why doing the self-assessment before you decide you can actively and realistically engage in this business is so very important. The next one, I have at least one person I can confide in no matter what the specific issues may be. True or false? I have at least one person I can confide in no matter what the specific issues may be. That really needs to be true for you if you're going to have a really, I think, serious level of commitment. And that's really because you need somebody who cares enough to give you some honest, gentle, constructive criticism. When you don't have someone that you can share everything that's going on, you know, one of those people for whom you don't hide the scars, then it's going to be real hard for anyone to give you positive feedback. And we all need positive feedback in order to make adjustments, because goal achievement is a journey. And if I'm heading in the wrong direction, I've made a wrong turn, I need someone who can tell me, TA, you need to pull back. This isn't exactly going in the direction that you shared with me you wanted to go. But if I never shared with them what direction I wanted to go, then how would they know that I'm getting off track Sometimes we don't want anyone to know that we're getting off track, but if we're really going to be serious about developing the character of success traits, then we have to find someone who we will share all that's going on with us, and it has to be someone who will be honest with us. And sometimes that can't be your best friend, because sometimes some people don't have a best friend who will be truly honest with them about what direction they're heading in with their life. Okay? So you have those true or false answers to consider. When you look then at the daily applications for developing the character of success, what are you going to do on a daily basis? In your personal life, I really just want you to keep affirming your commitment to yourself. And that really just means living in harmony with your beliefs. And all of us know the difference when we're in sync with what really matters and with what is really important to us and when we're not. In terms of your business, this kind of ties to the commitment piece. Complete the relevant items on your to-do list. It's your list. If you make a to-do list, starting with your master action plan, which of course includes everything that's necessary to expose your business and expose your product, you break that down to a daily action plan, which of course includes everything that I'm going to do today, which is ultimately going to lead me to goal achievement. If it's my list, I write these things down and I don't do them, what does that say about my commitment? Something is off track there and I need to get that in alignment if I'm going to successfully continue on towards goal achievement. In terms of your family life, you need to explain your time limitations and the ultimate benefit to your family. You can't even begin to build this business in a vacuum if your family doesn't know what you're doing and isn't willing to support it. Now, there are many occasions, obviously, where all of the family is not as supportive of the one individual who's attempting to work this business. That may be necessary, and that may be something that you have to deal with and accept in your world, but in terms of explaining what's going on, I think you still have an obligation for setting that example of this is what I'm committing to do, this is the time that I'm going to take away from the family, this is what I need to focus on, and this is what I expect the reward and the result to be. And if you can't do that with your family, then I think there's probably an occasion for you to sit down and do another self-assessment to see why and how in the world it is that you even think that you're going to achieve the level of success you want without your being able to explain the limitations and ultimate benefit of your involvement to your family. The next daily application area, of course, involves your financial life. You have to set realistic priorities in this area, and you have to be a good steward. How much do you really have to spend on your business? If you're working with me and we're going to sit down and come up with your daily action plan, and we're going to talk about the trainings that you're going to attend, and we're going to talk about the importance of you getting to international convention in August, then I need to know how much you really have to spend on this business. If you don't have enough money in order to be able to go to international convention, then I need to help you work out a plan so that you can set yourself in place with product and in-home kickoffs and using health awareness surveys and using Dr. Dutch's DVD to be able to generate the income necessary in order to be sure that you can go to international convention. Because if you attempt to live in the negative and you aren't able to participate in these functions, it's going to financially and spiritually impact you. It has to, because when we live in the negative, that's not a good place for us. And we're projecting an image that is in direct contrast to what we're wanting to share with someone, an opportunity to build wealth. So you have to have a plan so that you know, whatever your current financial situation, that you can use this vehicle to work your way out of it. You can work your way out of debt. But you have to use a formula that works for you. And again, you have to be true to yourself. You can be creative with your retailing. Use the profit to target your debt issues. Some people do one-third to savings in church. Some do one-third to working on their debt. Some do one-third going back in their business. But it can't just happen. You have to plan this. You have to know what you're going to do on a daily basis in order to develop the character success traits that you need. The next area that you have to work on the daily application level is your community and your work involvement. You have to be involved with other people. In your community and at your place of employment, you have to build a reputation as the person who cares about others, particularly in the community. When you have the reputation as the person who cares about others and is willing to share time, information, and products, you'll be amazed at the number of occasions when someone will meet someone else who is having a medical issue and their first thought will be, you know, I know that Alice is working on something with health and nutrition. Let me give her a call and see if she can help you. even if that person has not ever purchased your product, they will remember you because you're gaining that reputation as someone who cares about other people. And we all know how quickly and how easily you can gain a reputation in the community that isn't a positive one. In that same respect, you can also rather quickly gain a reputation as a person who cares about other people. So what do you do on a daily basis to make sure that you can go through this application process? That's where you have to come up with things that really work for you, mental reminders that work for you. For me, one thing that works is going to Hawaii, because I love Hawaii. That's where I want to go. So when I have to keep thinking about, am I focused in my personal life? Am I doing the relevant items on my to-do list? Do my family and the people around me know what my time limitations are? Is my financial life in order? I keep thinking, you need to stay on track with this because this is what you want to do. You want to go to Hawaii. You want to spend some time with Elijah. You have to work to thrive, not just survive, you see, because sustenance won't cut it for us. Because we can all manage to find some way to eat the bare minimum, some way to get some shelter, even if it's not the shelter of our choice. But to do what it takes with this particular business vehicle to have the level of success you want, it takes more than that. It doesn't stop at the survival place. You have to want to thrive, and that means you have to develop. It's just like plants. They don't thrive unless we feed them, unless we nurture them, unless we help them grow, put them in the right light, give them the right amount of food, give them the right amount of water. Developing your character success traits is very similar to that. You have to be willing to wait for the results, but work while you wait. Remember the business life cycle. Some movement is always required to keep your business life cycle in motion. You wait for results, but you work while you wait. And more importantly, and this is especially applicable in terms of your community and your family life involvement. You don't want to be the person who never mentioned him to me. And I know many of us go to churches where you've heard that song, "You Never Mentioned Him to Me." Listen to what other people say. Serve the person, see the opportunity, and preserve the possibility. Okay? And you can't do that unless you get serious about looking at these character of success traits and how they impact your life on a daily basis. Why aren't you sharing with people what you have to offer? How can you stand next to this person who you know is in pain and not say one word to them about the fact that you have products that could potentially make a serious difference in their life? How can you stand next to the person who is saying that they're getting ready to be laid off and they don't know what they're going to do about money, and you don't even open your mouth and say, "I believe I may have something that can help you"? Not saying I have something for sure that will help you. Of course we don't know that, and we ought not to say that. But why aren't you saying, "I have something that I think could help you get through this rough period in your life"? I don't know why you aren't saying it. That's the part of this entire self-assessment and answering this question that you have to get to in order to assess whether or not you have the character success traits that are necessary, and if you don't, whether or not you're willing to develop them and implement them on a daily basis to get to where you say you want to get to. I think it's harder in this area because the power of the character of success is like a gift with strings attached. You really do have to do the things it takes to develop yourself. It will not just happen. We got another few questions for you. These are fill-in-the-blank questions. Okay, the first one is, the greatest challenge to my character development is what? Fill-in-the-blank. The greatest challenge to my character development is what? Could it be commitment? Could it be balance? Could it be discipline? Could it be lack of belief? I don't know what it is for you, but I know that you have to fill in that blank in order to overcome that challenge, which leads to the second one. In order to overcome this challenge, I will commit to doing the following. What is it? Mine is balance. Greatest challenge to my character development is balance. So in order to overcome this challenge, I will commit to doing the following. I have to review my life plan daily. I have to stick to my schedule. I have to schedule people in different increments in order to take care of things in my legal side, in my nonprofit side, in my community side, and in my family side. I don't know what you have to do to overcome the challenge that's yours, but I know you have to do something. I will discuss these challenges with friends. Some people do that. I have a really dear friend that I'm able to discuss mine with. Some people are able to just get rest and be able to help them overcome the challenge if it's a balance issue. But you have to figure out what it is for you. So the first one is, the greatest challenge to my character development is what? And then second, in order to overcome the challenge, I will commit to doing the following. And third is my accountability contact will be whom. I will discuss my progress with this person as needed and at least weekly. And this step requires the commitment to not hide the scars. Okay? My accountability contact will be whom? Fill in the blank. I will discuss my progress with this person as needed and at least weekly. And it requires my commitment to not hide the scars. And this is where many of you struggle, because some of you have signed up to have an accountability partner and then you disappear. And that can be okay. You know, that can be okay. But if you're disappearing, then it's important for you to go back to your self-assessment and see what is off track, and maybe this just isn't the best time for you. I would rather that you come off track than believe that there is something wrong with your character. I don't want you thinking that you have a character flaw. Simply because you haven't developed the character success traits that we're talking about now in order to use them with this particular business vehicle doesn't mean that you have a character flaw in the rest of your life. You're just simply reaching into an area that you're not yet ready for. And it's better and it's healthier for you to pull back until you know you are. So no matter what the true and false or the fill-in-the-blank responses are, we all know that you've achieved significant individual success in your life. And the reality is that it's a different skill set that's required to translate it into success with this business. It really requires a unique combination of skills as well as the ability to engage those skills and use those skills in an environment that's really very different for most of us. But developing these character success traits, I think, will really go a long way to helping you get to where you want to get to with this business vehicle, but I think you'll be pleasantly surprised and you'll find that you're able to achieve things in other areas of your life that you never really thought were within your grasp before. And I just think that developing the character of success is the best way I know to learn and implement the success habits that are necessary. And it's not easy to work in all of these areas, but if you develop them, you're just going to get some amazing rewards, both in this business and in your life. So think again about what they are. Joy and passion, what would you do for free? What do you look forward to doing and what makes you feel so good you can't stop smiling when you think about it? 2, commitment, a pledge you make to yourself to do what you say you will do. It's just being a person of your word. Discipline and self-control, willingly doing what you know has to be done and not needing reminders to keep appointments with yourself. Being aware, realize that it's about service and it's not about you. Understanding that you can make money without serving others, but not nearly as much as when you focus on other people. And the last trait was being caring and kind to other people. Be respectful of other people. You want your customers, but only when there's an even exchange. Good service, good product for a fair price. Okay, do people know that you care about them? And I really think this one in particular, without caring and without being respectful, you could become rich, but I don't think you'll ever really become wealthy. Okay, so consider that you have to have these character traits, I believe, they really are necessary in order for you to get to the levels of success you want. Most importantly, you have to have commitment and caring in order to support the remaining traits, okay? And I also know that sometimes it's simply the fear of success that can actually be more paralyzing than the fear of failure. It really can be that way. And given that you have everything you need to achieve your goals, the question is, what are you going to do differently? Or what are you going to change about what you want? That's the part where I think you have to spend more time talking with yourself and listening to your own inner spirit. Because remember, working this business is supposed to be your plan B. And all plans have an implementation date, an action date, and a completion date. And every time you interrupt the action phase, you extend your completion date. And the more you interrupt the action phase, the greater the chance you have to keep starting over with a new implementation date. And that doesn't help your spirit. And that's why I think it's much more important that you take some time to do the self-assessment, consider the questions, and then just decide, is now the time for you to really focus on developing the character of success traits? And they don't happen overnight. It's a process, but it's a daily process of replacing previous habits with the new success habits. And when you think about it, the reality is you know what you want, you know what to do, and you know how to do what it takes in terms of just the practical pieces for building this business. That's why I think the discussion on the character of success and development of these traits is necessary, because that, I think, is the only piece that's missing for you. Because you know the details, you know how to sell product, you know how to talk to people, so it's got to be something beyond that. So I really would like you to take some time to Look at where you've had success in other areas and remember the feelings you had when you achieved those goals. You know, anticipate those feelings while you're doing this work to achieve your goals with this particular vehicle. The work may be harder. It really is hard work. But the financial rewards and the potential to be of service to other people is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So when you think about the self-assessment these next couple of weeks before the next call, think about it like a physical. When you go to the doctors, you know, once you know your weight, your blood pressure, and your cholesterol, once you know that they're a problem, then you get to decide what support you need to make a difference, right? Do you need to exercise, change your eating habits, take medication? And depending on the diagnosis, you get to choose. If it's early high blood pressure, then you get a warning. Maybe you can exercise. If it's changing your diet. If it's late, then maybe you have to have medication. With this business, early detection, you can realign and minimize the frustration. Okay, make a self-correcting move. If it's late, then your beliefs could be impacted and your credibility can be affected. And if that's the case, that's going to cause you to operate not from a position of integrity with other people, and you're not going to be able to communicate what it is you want to share with them. So when you figure where you are, look at what external support you need. You know, do you need individual help? Do you need monthly one-to-one counseling? Do you need weekly? Do you need daily? What is it that you need? And then reach out and ask for that help, okay? Because the individual assessments, there's nothing else I know that's more critical to your success in life and in this business. And it's more than just the basic 5 diagnostic tests. It really is. And if you're not sure then that you need all of these character success traits, then consider what in the world you do need. Because I don't know a way to be successful in this business without having the character of success traits develop. I just don't. You have to decide that you're willing to do those things that are absolutely necessary to have the levels of success you want. I mean, it's like, what else would you go into in your life without knowing what it required? How many of us would take a job where no one told us what we were supposed to do every day or when we would get paid? You know, we wouldn't do it. There's just no way we would do such a thing. And that's what I'm asking you to do with this business. Know what it takes. It takes character success traits. You can develop those. They aren't out of your reach. They take time. They take effort. But they're all definitely within your grasp. So it's really just an issue of deciding that you are the one who gets to choose. I think that's what I really like about working on the character success is because you get to choose. You get to choose what to do with your life. There are no wrong answers as long as you maximize your own gifts and potential. And whatever you do, I think that you come out on the other end better for the process and better for the effort. Okay. And when I was looking at doing this conversation tonight, I came across something I'd written down before, and I may have shared it with you before. I don't know. If I have, then you've heard it before, and if I haven't, then you haven't. But whatever you decide to do with this, it's really important that you hold on to what you dream is important for you. Hold on to the dream that's your life, you know. And when you think about dream, it's an acronym because, you know, I love words. D is for direction. R is for resilience. E is for enthusiasm. A is for action. And M is for your mission. D is for direction. R is for resilience. E is for enthusiasm. A is for action. And M is for your mission. And I think if you develop your character of success traits, that's got to lead to fulfillment of your dreams. I don't know any other way to get there. But I really think that success habits are the result of your daily efforts. We simply have to replace the actions and activities that don't result in timely goal achievement with the actions that do. There's no magic secret to it.